It goes through some of the halachas in regards to standing up and covered of the Sefer Torah. When is it chiyuv? When is it something which is proper to do? When is it not required? Anytime the Sefer Torah is in motion, from the time it's taken out of the Aron Kodesh until it arrives to the Bima, when it's being taken back, the halacha that a person has to stand, at that point in time a person has a chiyuv to stand in the covered of the Sefer Torah. And the Shabur points out, whenever there's halacha, the person has to stand. Even leaning is not acceptable. The person would be leaning in such a way that had the support been removed, he would fall. He's not considered standing. So the halacha of standing requires him that from the time the Sefer Torah is taken out until it reaches the bima and returned back, that a person has to stand in such a way that he will not, he's not leaning. He's not being supported by something else. When the time of the Aron Kodesh is open, It seems to me that it's not a chiyuv gomer. It's proper to stand unless a person has a reason why he's weak, etc., and he cannot stand. A person should stand up from the moment that the Aron Kodesh is opened up. Once the Sefer Torah reaches the bima, or it reaches the person, if there's two Sefer Torah, one of them is being held by somebody, the person is being seated. And also when the Chazan is saying a kelmoli, at that point in time where the Sefer Torah is stationary in its place where it's supposed to be. And if a person, if the chazan stops en route to the bima, that's not considered where it's supposed to be. You still have a chiyuv to stand. But if the Sefer Torah is stopped in a place where it's supposed to be, it's being seated with the person who's holding it, it's on the bima, or the chazan is standing with the Sefer Torah, saying the Birchas HaKodesh, or saying the Kelmole, at that point in time, Ikra, then a person will be allowed to be seated. It's still proper at that point in time for a person to stand. During the actual Kriya HaTorah, so the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that a person does not need to stand during actual Kriyas HaTorah. The Ramah says that those which are makra and they stand, v'chein osa maram, and that was the minhag of the maram. The Mishabura brings that the reason why he did that, because the Gemara says that whether we stand or sit, the Gemara says that a person should be b'shas Kriyas HaTorah, it's supposed to be compared to the person receiving the Sefer Torah in Har Sinai, which the Gemara says that they did it be'emo of a year b'reses of a day. They stood there with awe and with respect. So since the idea of awe and respect is usually expressed by standing, therefore the Maram says that a person would have to stand. I would want to point out that Rav Einar Zatzal would go over to Bochum and point out the minhag of the yeshiva is to stand b'shas Kriyas HaTorah. The minhag of the yeshiva is to stand b'shas Kriyas HaTorah. That is the minhag. Rav Einar Zatzal was makban, and he used to go over to Tamidim and ask them to please stand if they were sitting during Kriyas HaTorah. Regards to the Ben Gavra, the Gavra person can be seated during the bracha that the Oyla is saying. During the bracha, the Oyla is saying. So during the second bracha, a person is allowed to be seated. During the first bracha, mikra, the person can be seated during the bracha. But in regards to answering Baruch Hu, and by saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Olam Moed, so the Mishaburuk Pask and the Loch of the person must stand, and this is based on both the Taz and the Magen Avraham, say it's a Dabar Shabbat Kedusha, and a Dabar Shabbat Kedusha is something which requires 10 people, the Loch is you need to stand. There is a Minig of Pila Arizal, the Arizal says you do not need to stand, and that's the Minig of the Svardim that they follow, the Arizal, you do not need to stand. But based on the halacha as brought in the Taz, Magen Avraham, and the Mishabura, a person needs to stand when he's answering Baruch Hashem HaBaruch L'Olam Vo'ed. The Oyla and the Balkare need to stand, and the Gavre also needs to stand. Again, the requirement of standing means a person has to stand in such a way that if it's supported, he should not be leaning on anything. And if he's leaning in such a way that the support, he's being supported, the law says he's not fulfill his obligation. But even besides that, it's proper to stand with the respect and the awe of the Sefer Torah. A person should not be leaning unless there's a need to. For example, it's a very large Sefer Torah, he's leaning forward to be able to see to the top of the Sefer Torah, and something of that sort. So a person has a need at that point in time to lean, a person will be allowed to lean. A person who is weak, and it's difficult for him to stand, he, by focusing on standing, he can't listen to the Kriyas HaTorah, so obviously that person should be seated. B'shas, that person gets an aliyah, there's a discussion what he should be doing in regards to be able to the b'shas the aliyah. But if a person's part of the tzibur, that's clearly proper. The Shabur says that such a person can be seated. So again, this is an issue. There's an issue of kavod of the Sefer Torah, which says the minhag is to stand. B'shas Kriya. There are times that the halacha requires us to stand. B'shas answering Baruch Hu. B'shas the Sefer Torah is moving. And in Gavra L'Gavra, during the brachas, there's no chiyuv to stand. Have a good morning.